Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Masechtas Nedarim, Perik Yud, Mishnah Ches. When can a father or husband be made for a neder? The Pasuk says, B'yoyim Shamay, on the day that he hears it. Once it's night, he missed the deadline. Zok the Mishnah, Hafaris Nedarim, for a father or husband to be made for a neder, the clock is going to tick fast. Kalayam, he only has the whole day. The day that he hears about it, or the father hears about it, until it gets dark. That's not always the same amount of time, because it depends when he hears about it. Wait a second, you mean he doesn't have 24 hours? No. But doesn't the pasuk say, v'mhachresh yachresh la'isha miyoyim el yoyim? Then the nether goes into place. If the husband remains quiet, miyoyim el yoyim, the nether goes into place. That sounds like he has 24 hours, miyoyim el yoyim. Saktabat tenura, that's not what the pasuk means. That pasuk is just telling us, I would have thought maybe, that by night you can't. So the Mishnah is saying, let's say he hears about the neder at night. He could be made for it at night. As a matter of fact, if he hears about the neder at the beginning of the night, Itaka has 24 hours till the next beginning of the night. But if he hears about the neder an hour before night, all he has is an hour. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Afaris nedarim is kalayim. Just depends how long that day is. Now, yesh bedavu l'hakal l'hachmer. Sometimes he has a lot of time, which we call a kula, because he has more time, and sometimes it's a chumra. Ketzan, can you illustrate a case? Well, let's say, for example, Nodra, the daughter made the neder before her father, or the wife before her husband, b'leilei Shabbos, as Shabbos came in. Yofer, the father or the husband could be made for that neder, b'leilei Shabbos, throughout the entire night of Shabbos, u'b'yoyim Shabbos, and the entire day. The next day, Shabbos, ad shetechshach. In other words, they have about 24 hours. That's lahakal. Now, l'may nafkamina that it's leil Shabbos. The same would be true if she made the neder at the beginning of Tuesday night or Wednesday night. And a chanami. The reason the Mishnah is using the example of Shabbos is to teach me another chiddush, that you're allowed to be made for the neder on Shabbos even if it's not letzarecha Shabbos. That's opposed to a chacham. When you come to a chacham to be matir a neder, he's not supposed to be matir the neder on Shabbos. He could only be matir nedarim that are litzoyrech haShabbos. The man Asr Chont, you know, now he's looking for the chacham to be matir the neder, that the chacham can do. But when it comes to hafara, a father or a husband being made for a neder, that could be done on Shabbos, even if it's not necessary for Shabbos, and even explains about tenura if he had time to do it before Shabbos. So l'chari, we should say, it's your own fault. You could have done it before Shabbos. No, we don't say that. He can do it on Shabbos. So that's the kula. The kula is, you hear about the neder at the beginning of Shabbos, so he has the whole night of Shabbos and the whole next day. But if Nadrav, she made the neder before the father or before the husband, im chashech, let's say shalashu this time, or right before Shabbos is over, so mefer, they could only be made for the neder, actually techshach, before it gets dark. Before Matzah Shabbos. Shim Chashcha, if it became dark already, Matzah Shabbos, v'loy hefer, and they were not made for the neder, any yachal lahafer, they missed the deadline. Can't be made for afterwards. So under those circumstances, he would have very little time. This is what we call the chumra. Matanura gives us several halachas over here. He says when it comes to afara, the father or the husband has to use the lashon mufralach. First nedarim takes place from this point and on. He doesn't have to have a reason. It's based on the pasuk as brisi hefer. You have to use that lashon. The chacham uses the lashon mutalach. He says ein kan neder ve'en kan shvua. Maybe you remember from erev Rosh Hashanah. The chacham is what's called oiker haneder meikari, as if the neder never existed. If the chacham is going to use the wrong lashon, if the chacham will use the lashon of hafara and the baal will use the lashon of hatara, neither of them were successful in stopping the neder. Suppose the husband says, if you wouldn't have made the neder, I would have made it. Dvarav kayamim. And of course, if he says, kayim l'chi, yes, I want this. Being that even if the husband said nothing the entire day, the neder goes into effect. So with any statement, with any, there's no special words that he has to say. Anything that he says that leads us to believe he wants the neder, even if he doesn't say it outright, B'dibur koldehu, the nether goes into place. On Shabbos, we do it a little bit differently. He says, take, eat, take, drink. He doesn't say the same lashon he would say during the weekday. and the neder becomes batal on its own. If Lamaisa, she doesn't want to eat or drink, he's mevatel it in his heart, he does not have to say it out with his mouth. But it's dafka this type of situation, where he tells her, take it, eat it, don't worry, forget the neder, where she has to be over the neder. That's when it helps if he thinks in his heart, I don't want this neder, even if he didn't say it out. But where he's not forcing her to do something, then he has to say it out with his mouth. It's not enough if he's just made for it in his heart.